Hello and welcome to another Discourse About Discourse Educast by Ben Wilkoff. Today is Wednesday. I'm thinking it's probably September the 13th, which is my wife's birthday. And we will be going out and celebrating tonight with a whole bunch of people at Buenos Aires Pizza. Very exciting. This is another one of the lost podcasts, and I'm going to try and make them not so lost very soon. Because there's not a whole lot of point in me just speaking to a microphone and it not getting any feedback or going anywhere. But today and yesterday, I have been at a training for the Digital Educator Program in Douglas County. And although a lot of the people that are there are not quite where I am and where a lot of the people that listen to this podcast are in terms of realizing the potential for technology in the classroom, they all want it. And that, to me, is pretty amazing. And they're all very engaged by it, even though there's this sort of strange vibe about sort of not knowing what to do with technology, and still a lot of fear with that, and almost like a pride in being lower down on the scale, which I don't really understand, but maybe that's content for another podcast. What I did talk to, or what I did think a lot about yesterday, is what this guy Jim, I think his last name is Brewer, he works for Apple, and he was the one who came in and talked to us about iLife 08 and iWork 08, which are pretty cool, quite frankly. But he came in and we started talking about where I was at and sort of where he was coming from. And I talked to him a lot about the six C's of authentic learning, and kind of all of the planning that has gone into the Academy of Discovery, and how we have a lot of the resources already. And he really grounded me quite a bit by asking, when I was talking about, well, I'd rather use collaborative tools. I'd rather post everything online and get feedback and talk to my students and other teachers about what's going on. And his response was, well, are these the best tools that are available to do what you want to do or to teach your content? And I think what he was sort of driving at is, you know, we use Google Documents to create collaborative pieces in order to share and turn in, to me, work. And that is an amazingly powerful piece of my practice. But what he was saying is, if you're writing a paper or a, you know, even like a dissertation or something like that, you're not going to use Google Documents. There are so many things that you would want to have at your disposal that a Google Documents wouldn't be able to do for you. That Microsoft Word would be able to do it. And he wasn't, you know, advocating for Pages at this point, because that's part of the iWork suite. But it is really amazing to me, the ability for somebody to come in and say, well, are you using the tools, the best tools that are available? And I said, well, you know, I want people to be able to access everything that they're working on from home. And, you know, when we post on the blog and things like that, they're able to see that. You can get it in RSS feed and all those sorts of things. And he said, yeah, but is that the best format for getting across the message and the content that your students should be getting across? In formatting it in Pages or in another sort of page layout tool, it looks better. As well as maybe it gets the message across better. And to a certain extent, I think there is some value in that, and teaching kids that the content is not just the words that they are writing, but how they are sculpting it and really presenting it to others and kind of framing it. Because, you know, I'm all about framing, and if you've listened to the podcast for any amount of time, you kind of know that. And it almost confused me when I was thinking about it, because it was like I wanted to say, yes, I'm using the tools that I need in order to get at my collaborative, connected, contextual, authentic learning. But on the other hand, you know, when I talk about the ripe environment and everything like that, I'm so busy setting up the system, the environment, for the act of creation, for learning, that it almost seems like I forget what the act of creation really looks like. And that to me was not a good realization, let's say. That I was kind of taking a step back and saying, you know, setting up the system is wonderful, and the fact that my entire team has a lesson plan blog and a couple of us are doing reflective teacher blogging and podcasting and using Google Documents and spreadsheets and all of these things that aid in the collaboration, the real meat of what we do is the content. It is the act of creation. And if all we're doing is just talking about it and we never get to that act of creation, then we have done something really strange. You know, we have planned everything, you know, ad nauseum, and then we forgot to put any people in the environment. You know, we forgot to actually let the environment work its magic and let the possibilities sort of run. And when I'm trying to whittle away at you know, what is best practice within a collaborative team who's working with technology, you know, we want to hone in on those tools that are going to help us do what we want to do best. And really, if writing something out in a non-shareable format is actually going to get at the better learning, then going to that shareable format is stupid. I just wrote a post on my blog called It's the Content, Stupid, kind of playing off of Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign, where one of the staffers put up a poster saying, "It's the economy, stupid," and that's kind of how he won, by saying, you know, it doesn't matter how great George Bush's foreign policy experiences, if he hasn't worked on the domestic policies for the economy, then it doesn't matter. And I kind of wrote the post in the sense that unless my students are creating content and actually the content is there, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how many features you can put onto a blog. It doesn't matter if you have the capability to put in a podcast. It doesn't matter if you have the capability to embed media or that you have the Google account set up. None of that matters if the content doesn't happen, if that act of creation does not exist. And so I guess maybe it's a cautionary tale that I'm telling here, is, and I'm glad I've kind of caught myself a little bit earlier than if I were to just sort of keep going and Keep trying to create the environment rather than really focusing in on what should matter, which is the act of creation. And, you know, I've always said that it does, but it's kind of hard to make that real unless somebody kind of grounds you. And so I'm very excited about what's going to happen today. But if you have any ideas about how we can stay grounded in the act of creation and not just setting up the system, please let me know. My email is benwilkoff, benwilkoff at gmail.com. And you can check out the blog, the podcast blog at bhwilkoff.podomatic.com. And my blog is youngsonne, youngesonne.edublogs.org. I hope to hear from you soon.